We turn now to another installment from the Great Northern Radio Players. Some of you might recall the popularity of an internet camera in a bear's den. It was all over northern Minnesota media last year. Well, inspired by that event, Duluth writer John Ramis has penned another of his wildlife dramas. Ladies and gentlemen, we present Den Cam.
Microphones check, cameras are rolling, we have a green light. You're on, Gracie.
Good morning, loyal viewers, and welcome to Heavenly Den, Minnesota's original Demcam show. I'm Gracie the Black Bear, and sitting in with me today is Roger the Fox. How are you today, Roger?
I'm doing well, Gracie. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Roger. I'm pleased and excited to report that the day we have all been waiting for has arrived. Last night, I arose from a light hibernation and gave birth to two healthy, adorable cubs, one boy and one girl. The live feed of this amazing event was watched by more than 1 million viewers worldwide.
Oh, that's incredible, Gracie. More than 1 million viewers. That must be a record.
It's a personal record for me.
Oh, I should say so. This is what, your fourth delivery?
It's my fifth since we installed the den cams.
Five deliveries, wow. And you seem to get better each time.
Oh, Roger, it's not that hard. I just relax and think of something nice like the dumpsters behind Burger King. And before I know it, the cubs are rolling around on the ground. I just follow my instincts.
Which, let me just say, are wonderful.
Oh, Roger. Say, have you eaten any breakfast yet?
No, I haven't.
Here, try some potato peelings and an old lasagna. A fan dropped a bucket off this morning.
Oh, thanks, Gracie. I was getting pretty hungry. Mm. Oh, this is delicious. Oh, there's an old coffee filter in here, too. Oh, and a thing of sour cream. Oh.
Is the sour cream expired?
Oh, it sure is. Mm.
You'll have to save me some of that.
Oh, I will. Say, have you mentioned the special features yet?
Why, thank you for reminding me, Roger. That's right, loyal viewers. Visit our website, heavenlyden.org, and order your own copy of the DVD for just $39.95 apiece.
It's like a play-by-play of the birth. Very professional. Well worth $39.95.
And you get 10% off of our other gifts as well.
Absolutely. 10% off anything on our gift shop page, from chew toys to finger puppets. But let's put aside the sales pitch for just a minute. I just want viewers to know how hard Gracie worked and the whole team to give you a top-notch production this year. This is not just a video of twin bear cubs being born. This is a visceral, life-affirming experience that will tear your heart out. Gracie really deserves a lot of credit for her performance. I'm really proud of you, Gracie. This video is fantastic.
Why, thank you very much, kind sir. We always like to do a professional job.
The lighting alone should win awards. And for today only, to thank viewers for their loyalty and support, those who order the video for just $39.95, an amazing price, by the way.
An incredible price.
A simply phenomenal value. Tell them what else they'll get, Gracie.
Roger, people who order Miracle at Heavenly Den 5 today will also receive, absolutely free of charge, a copy of my latest cookbook, Roadkill and Huckleberries.
There are some fantastic recipes in there. The sun-dried garter snakes with dipping sauce is unforgettable.
That's a great recipe for entertaining. We've also had a lot of positive feedback for our poodle roasted in burdock leaves.
Burdock leaves? Well, that's interesting.
Well, you don't eat the leaves, of course. You wrap them around the poodle and then roast it in a slow oven for 6 hours. Mm. You get this delicious burdock flavor all through the meat.
Mm-mm. And the cookbook is free.
It is absolutely free with every order. I'm also offering a free subscription to my blog.
Wow, this is really shaping up to be a tremendous bargain. For our new viewers, what's the name of your blog, Gracie?
It's called The View from Heavenly Den. It's a general interest blog for mammals. I talk about the issues of the day from the perspective of a gigantic shambling omnivore.
Oh, like Garrison Keillor.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it sounds wonderful. We're getting emails from viewers now. They want to see video of this year's birth. What do you think, Gracie? Can we do that for them?
I don't mind if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind at all. Your viewers deserve a taste of this DVD. Let's watch it with ambient sound. Here we go. I don't think I've seen this part.
Oh, darn, my hair is such a mess.
Yes, it sure is.
I don't remember making all that noise.
Is that what I think it is?
Oh, yes, both of their heads came out at once.
Ooh. Is that legal?
You know, I don't remember any of this. You'd think that I would. But it's all sort of a pleasant blur to me now. Oh, right there I recall I was thinking about a deer fawn that I ate last spring. You can see that I'm sort of licking my chops, even though I'm yelling and thrashing about. That fawn was so succulent and tender it melted in my mouth. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it.
Oh, my goodness. I feel dizzy. Let's try the narrated version.
As you can see by the way the bear is gritting her teeth and pushing down on the rails of the bed, her birth pains have intensified.
She's showing a lot of determination.
Well, that was nice of him to say.
Both cubs appear to be emerging at the same time.
Oh, I've never seen that before, have you?
It is unusual.
The mother appears to be in shock. You'll notice how she's licking her lips as if thirsty, and she has a goofy smile on her face.
How many cubs have you pushed out, Mr. Smarty Pants?
We have some other options here. Let's try listening to it with music.
Well, isn't that interesting? It's amazing what they can do with technology these days.
Mother?
What is it, Cinnamon? We're in the middle of a live chat.
I need some money.
I already gave you your allowance, dear.
Well, tell Uncle Roger to give me some. He does anything you say.
Now you see.
Leave this to me, Roger. Show some respect, you ungrateful brat.
Ouch, hey, relax.
I don't know what to do with you, young lady. You've always had the best of everything, but you behave like you just crawled out of the town dump. If you ever speak to Roger like that again, I'll claw you.
Well, that's very classy. Threatening your own child on the internet. I'm tweeting this.
Put that phone away, young lady.
My fans will not be happy. Your inbox is gonna be full.
Before I started Heavenly Den, I had always heard how the children of celebrities went bad. Now I see it happening with my own children.
Oh, Mother, get off your high horse. You're not that famous.
Well, that's a relief. I guess you went bad on your own, then.
You treat me like a little girl. I can take care of myself.
Really? Who did you come running to for help when you got into trouble at the VFW?
Mother, that was one isolated incident. Can't you ever let anything go?
Cinnamon, it was 2 days ago.
I don't know why you're so obsessed with ancient history.
When the police call me up in the middle of the night and tell me that my crazy daughter has racked up a $500 bar tab and broken a pool table by dancing on it, the memory tends to linger.
One little mistake and I get punished forever. I hate my life. Ugh.
I'm so sorry about this, viewers. I'm sorry, Roger.
Oh, don't be, Gracie. This is great stuff. Have you ever thought about doing a reality show?
A reality show?
Based on your life. There's constant drama around this den, with you and Cinnamon arguing all the time, and all your other children coming and going, and who knows how many grandchildren.
Six!
Six, exactly. Six adorable grandchildren wrestling in the den, chewing on your ears, getting into mischief. The networks would eat it up. Bears are big right now.
Do you really think so?
Absolutely. You already have the name recognition. Your fans would love it.
Oh, do you think I should get a makeover?
Oh, no. I've always liked twigs and leaves stuck in your fur. It shows that you're down to earth.
Uh-oh. I think somebody's hungry. We'll have to cut this chat short, my friends. I'm sure you understand.
Remember, viewers, the new DVD is only $39.95.
Thank you for coming, Roger.
Thank you, Gracie.
Next week, we'll have a contest to name the newborns.
What a great idea. Let's go out to some music, shall we? 2, 3, 4.